WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Above the northern bank of the Allegheny River, overlooking downtown, a group of residents have spent years trying to make their little corner of Pittsburgh a better place to live. They call themselves Troy Hill Citizens. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook reports their mission is to serve their hilltop community.
Removed from the bustle of the city's busier neighborhoods, Troy Hill is a bit off the beaten path. But looking out from the hillside is a breathtaking view of the Pittsburgh skyline. Family businesses and mid-sized dwellings dot the streets where residents have forged a close-knit community with a small-town feel, a neighborly characteristic that exists thanks in no small part to a group of residents that got together decades ago.
It's just kind of started as the neighborhood nonprofit organization to work between city council with all the different departments of the city, and that people living in the community have someone to go to when they have an issue or have an idea for the community.
That's Patrick Duffy, the vice chair of Troy Hill Citizens, an organization that aims to increase participation in neighborhood programs, develop camaraderie, and beautify the area.
That's a big push for clearing off the steps, for planting flowers along that major entranceway, you know, mulching some areas and planting flowers, planting trees.
Duffy says with its population of about 2,700, it's crucial community members take ownership over how the neighborhood looks and how neighbors interact.
A lot of the time we're looking towards the people power that we have here and not necessarily, you know, relying on the big dollar grants that in the past we may have gotten. But, you know, as funding becomes tighter and tighter, these are harder to get. So I think you do have to rely on being more creative and relying on the people you have to kind of solve the problems that are your own.
One way the group works to strengthen the connection between its residents and the larger community is by encouraging renters to become homeowners. Through its real estate program, Troy Hill Citizens works with the Pittsburgh Community Reinvestment Group to purchase properties, then resell them to buyers. Troy Hill Citizens Chair Sam Morris says a preference is given to existing community members who are currently renting their home.
We're able to get these properties at a very small fee, usually a couple $1,000s, and we're able to sell those to preferably people that are in the neighborhood in order for them to build some equity.
Morris says the program serves a twofold purpose, putting homes in the hands of residents with an interest in keeping up and maintaining their homes, and helping residents who want to put down roots to do so, ensuring the neighborhood a more stable future.
The preference is given to people that live in Troy Hill, that are familiar with Troy Hill, and that are they're contributing to the neighborhood actively. We'd like to be able to, you know, build this kind of internal economy.
For Vice Chair Duffy, the beautification projects and real estate program are examples of what neighbors can do when they simply come together around a common goal. And that by working through Troy Hill Citizens to make the neighborhood more livable, community members are honoring the work of those who came before.
None of this is really possible without all the hard work that's been done before, you know, we got involved. This has been going on since the 1970s to put work back into the community to make this a place that people want to stay, want to live.
I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.